Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Lottie Alves.
Lottie, thanks.
Thank you, Lottie. I'm sorry if I butchered your last name. Today, we are going to be discussing a really amazing opportunity that was given to us. And we are so excited to share with you all a Swish and Flick trip to Porto, Portugal.
Not just us, though.
No, like, we want to go on vacation with listeners.
Yeah, like a listener swish trip.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah.
So.
We'll get into it.
Yes. Go ahead, Katie. Read the social media.
Okay. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, maybe they'll like us too. And the more the merrier. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you would like to support us on Patreon, you can head on over to patreon.com/Swish Flick Cast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix files, our Discord channel, which is awesome, live recordings, trivia games, Swish Swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. We love you. Send your Potter stories, fun stuff, questions, concerns, all that good stuff to our email at swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Was that okay?
Yeah, it was great. Can I have the computer charger, please?
Yes.
Okay. So first and foremost, I think that the most important question here is why Porto, Portugal?
Because we said the same thing.
Correct. So shout out to, okay, I phonetically put in how to say their name. Sagres Vacations.
Sagres.
They reached out to us about this opportunity. They really wanted to put together like a Harry Potter tour of Porto, Portugal. And I did a little bit of research as to like how that makes sense, you know, right, like what is there in Porto, Portugal relating to Harry Potter, you know?
Right. Because when you think Harry Potter, you think Scotland, England.
Yeah. Which like, United don't get Kingdom. Me wrong. Those yeah. are beautiful, amazing trips. And I highly recommend that you take them too. But
1000%.
The author lived in Porto for a few years.
Totally forgot about that.
So she moved to Porto after the death of her mother in 1991. And then she taught English at the university there. That was also where she got married to her first husband, who was not the best, and had her daughter, Jessica.
Who is the best? I don't know.
And it was in Porto that she wrote the beginnings of Philosopher's Stone. She actually, like, mapped out the books when she lived in Porto. And yes, she did not in completion write Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in Porto. She started it and she wrote like a couple later chapters here and there. She did finish the book in Edinburgh, but like before she became a single mom living on benefits, she taught English in Porto. She lived there between 1991 and 93. And those were basically like the formative years of Harry Potter. That was when she got the idea. It was where she was riding a train and got the idea. It was where she, like I said, she mapped out all of the books. And there is quite a bit in Porto, as well as in Edinburgh and whatnot, that like could be seen as inspiration for certain aspects of the books. So, like she she wrote on her website. I'm not entirely sure when this was posted. This might have been like before she like changed the layout, but it was
back in the day.
Yeah. She had said in like a, cause I think she used to do like little blurbs and stuff.
Kind of like a blog.
Yeah. She said, in those first weeks in Portugal, I wrote what has become my favorite chapter in the Philosopher's Stone, The Mirror of Erised, and had hoped that when I returned from Portugal, I would have a finished book under my arm. In fact, I had something even better. My daughter, Jessica.
Aww.
So yeah, that is like why this is where we want to go. I just think it would be really cool to see these places that in the books became by nature very British and Scottish, but could also have roots here, because like that was the author's story as well. So yeah.
And like, how do you not let some place like that inspire you even subconsciously,
right?
You know, or yeah. Unconsciously. I don't know which way is the right way to say it, but
no, I know what you mean. So me and Katie are going to be traveling, and then also a representative from Sagrish Vacations.
Yeah.
They're going to be like our guide.
We have met with these people. They're really cool.
So kind.
Very kind. Like,
she's a big Potterhead.
Yeah. We wouldn't have been like, yeah, let's do it if we didn't feel good about this travel agency.
This trip is kind of her baby.
Mm-hmm.
So her name is Jackie. She joined Sagrish, and then it was like up to her to come up with like some new itineraries and whatnot. They're based out of Boston, and she had seen that like someone had started the inklings of this sort of a trip, but never finished it. And she was like, I think that would be amazing. And like, it was just like kind of a passion project for her. And then they just thought like, what better way to promote it than to find like some sort of, you know, content creator that is focused on Harry Potter and try to allow them to promote this and like have a group of their people get to go. So that is kind of like the beginnings of this trip. This is the first time that they're doing this trip. So they're like really excited about it.
Inaugural.
Yeah.
Trip. And it'll be our first like us inviting you guys along.
Yeah. And like, this would be so much fun to continue to do.
Yeah.
So, big information is that this trip is next March. So it is March 17th through the 23rd.
2024, in case you're listening to this in the future. You're like, what? Yes.
It is 6 nights in Porto. And we wanted to go over the itinerary a little bit with you guys so that you can like understand the sorts of stuff that are going to be highlighted on this trip.
And we will also post this itinerary and the website that they put together for us
like in the notes,
in the description,
and it's going to be on our socials and everything when this comes out.
It'll all be on there. It details everything out, cost, what's included, what you need to include, on and on and on. So if we say something you forgot or we didn't mention something, it's all on there.
We are literally just going through the itinerary that they amazingly put together for us. So like, yeah, if you don't remember a date, like, don't worry about it. It's written down. Just click the link in the notes. Okay, so day one is just like arrival day. Like, everybody arrives in Porto and we have like a big welcome dinner as a group.
I think that's so cute.
I know. I'm just so excited.
It's so cute.
And that's basically like them expecting us to either like leave very early in the morning and like arrive, settle in, and then have dinner.
Yeah.
March 18th is like our first full day, and that is day one of two of what they're calling like the Origins of Harry Potter tour. So this first day, I'm really excited to go to the Majestic Cafe. That is like basically Portugal's Elephant House. So like, it's known that she wrote at Elephant House in Edinburgh. Well, she also wrote at Majestic Cafe in Porto, Portugal. So
it looks
so
pretty cool.
It looks quite majestic.
Yeah, for true.
We're also going to go and tour a train station. It's called the São Bento train station. And
it'll be so cool because so this train station is supposed to be like OG inspiration for King's Cross. It's going to be really cool.
Like there is also the actual King's Cross, but right. what they're saying, just so that you're not just like, oh yeah, it inspired it. No, it's like this train station could have been like the light to go, oh, this reminds me of King's Cross. I should have it be it that. Could be, you blah, know blah, what blah. I mean?
Yeah. But like we've been lucky enough to be at King's Cross. So to like have seen that and then also experience this, it's just really cool. It's like a full circle thing.
The outside of this actually kind of the outside of the São Bento train station kind of looks. It gives me. OK, I'm not going to say it looks identical, but it gives me the vibes. Ooh,
that
it gives
window,
me the vibes mm-hmm. of the not of King's Cross, but of the one that they used in the film to be King's Cross, mm-hmm. which is actually like right next to actual King's Cross. But like it just gives me that vibe. But that also could just be incredibly European.
yeah, right. Us Americans, like the stuff over there is so cool.
But I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah, agreed.
There is also the also guys, like seriously, I literally phonetically spelled as much as I could because I don't want to mispronounce these things. But there is the Font dos Leões.
The lion fountain.
Yes. And it kind of like it has like a griffin and like an eagle. I think that is what they're getting at, is that yeah. they like inspired that.
I'm sorry. I'm like looking up pictures as we go and it's
no.
really cool.
That's fine.
Like what if like, yeah, like say author's like walking down the street, sees this and was like, ooh. Oh, there should be animals that represent blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or whatever. Like, you don't know, like, where these things spark
It's just
from.
Cool to know that, like, these things are in that city that, like, she lived and yeah. taught in, you know?
Yeah.
There's also the Clarigos Tower. And I pulled up. Let me see.
Listen, as I just said, like, as an American, seeing the architecture of anywhere outside of America is just, like, amazing. Like being in London and Edinburgh was like mind blowing. Like this stuff is ancient. It's incredible.
Oh my God, I know. It's like so anything I can't that's wait. From like 1200. Like
are you, I can't fathom that.
Yeah.
I cannot fathom that. I've seen it with my eyes and it still like doesn't make sense.
Our history that's like that is just like our land because like it's just our land.
This country's an infant.
Right.
Sorry. That's another tangent.
Also, the courthouse for Antonio de Oliveira Salazar.
Hey, high five to that. Good job.
Thanks. And then Escovaria de Belamont. So, like, what they say for the beginning of this is... We're going to embark on an immersive full-day tour of the city where Harry Potter originated. The Majestic Cafe originates back in 1921, and it is just like a classic staple of Porto's culture for many years. It's centrally located, and it is what they claim is the birthplace of Harry Potter, which is also what Elephant House says. But again, I think that it is okay for both of them to claim that.
I agree.
Because these were like the very beginnings of the series. And she wrote the beginnings of this series in both of them, in probably numerous cafes. Like, it's probably way more than these two, you know? I mean, like, who goes to the exact same cafe every day? Like, no, you branch out, you go to cafes all the time. But these are just two that, like, we are aware that she went to.
Yeah.
It is Also, the train station is the architectural design of this train station was the original inspiration for King's Cross Station. Like we said, the fountains there, it's like literally griffins. It looks like the Gryffindor symbol. So like that is kind of what they think could have been inspiration for that. One of the oldest universities in the country, the Universidade de Porto, has influenced a major part of Harry Potter, the Hogwarts castle. The uniform of this university inspired the uniform of the Hogwarts students.
It talks more about that on another part of this tour, too, and it's just really cool.
Yes. And then I thought that this was so cool. There, at the very end of the tour on this day, there's like a broom shop, and it just looks so magical. So they're like, it could have inspired like the brooms and the game of Quidditch and all of that kind of stuff. It's like they manufacture brooms of all types.
That's so cool. I kind of want to buy a broom. How would it even get home? This is my carry-on. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No.
Day two.
Yeah.
That continues the origins of Harry Potter. This is cool. We get to go on a boat cruise. And then the Livraria Lello,
Livraria Lello bookshop, which
I,
guys,
I know
this is probably the thing that I'm most excited about. We are getting a private tour of the library before it opens that day. It literally looks like the moving staircases / Library of Hogwarts, like just beautiful. There's beautiful stained glass like on the ceiling and like the curves of the stairs. Like, seriously, I just like can't wait to take a bunch of pictures there and like pretend like I'm honestly kind of like I'm Belle / Emma Watson. Know what I mean?
Yeah. And then before we dive deeper into this, there's also a beautiful tour of some gardens. I believe this translates to Crystal Palace Gardens.
I think so. And they're saying that like this could have been the inspiration for the Forbidden Forest, because there's I just love the words that they use. Amidst vibrant flowers, majestic trees, and sparkling fountains, immerse yourself in the tranquility of this magical oasis.
I love that.
But it also will give you views of like the Douro River and the city skyline, which like is so colorful and cute. It just looks like it's out of a fairy tale.
Again, anything that's not the United States looks like a fairy tale to me.
I know.
I will say some parts here do, but.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just in general.
So then the next day, now we've kind of, there's still some connections to Harry Potter, but a lot of this also is like, we're going to Porto, Portugal. Like, we want you to just see Porto as well, you know, and just like the history cool. there. So we're going to go to Coimbra.
Ooh, that's a pretty name.
I believe that this is the train. We're going on a train. No, that's the next day. Never mind. Don't mind me. This is the university that we're going to, though, that they, so like the way that this university is laid out, it's like set up similarly to how Hogwarts is run and like the outfits and everything and like the faculty and whatnot.
Coimbra is known as the City of Knowledge with over 2,000 years of history, and it is classified as a World Heritage Site.
Yes.
That's cool.
By UNESCO.
Yeah.
Did you say that? Yeah.
Nope. I didn't say that, but yeah.
Yeah. So that is cool. And also we're going to go to like a little coastal town to the ocean. So that sounds fun. The day after that is a train ride through Douro Valley. So we're going to take a train through like vineyards and quaint little villages and towns, and then just kind of like have some leisure time there before we go back to Porto. And then the last day is basically like, okay, we showed you everything there that we can show you in Porto. Like, you maybe go back and discover the things that you want to see more of, or you venture on your own. It's basically like last day in Porto. And then we have like a farewell dinner.
So what I really like about this itinerary, were you going to add anything before I go on?
No, go for it.
What I really like about this itinerary is like, it is the right amount of structured, the right amount of not structured. So like, you've got the tours, you've got like the stuff that you have someone there explaining stuff to you. You've got like the exclusivity of like going to the library first thing before it's open, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. The train ride, the boat cruise, like all that stuff. But then there's also like, you're free for dinner. You're free for the last day. You're free for this portion. Like, I like that. I want someone telling me like, here's really cool stuff, but also here's some time for you to go and explore on your own. Maybe there's something that I or you or one of our listeners would look up and be like, man, I'd really like to see that, but it's not on the... Do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can.
And also, like, my kind of idea for this is anybody who plans on coming with us, like, I definitely want to put together like a group chat or like maybe a group Facebook group or like a group, like a Discord channel or something. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out like the best way to do that, like something that I know that I'll pay attention to, probably group chat, so that we can like, anytime there is downtime, like, I am still 1,000% down to like hang out as a group, and like we can kind of like put all of our minds together to like find other things that we may want to do, like for those dinners that we have off, or like that last day or something like that. I still like we're not going to disappear, basically, is what I'm saying. Like, I want to hang out. So, so I definitely think that like, we'll get a group chat going and, you know, plan. I'm very much a type A planner. I'll have it all written down by the hour, probably.
Has anyone ever popped into that spreadsheet of our UK trip? It was so helpful, though.
I'm seriously just so excited. Like, I just want to have a fun listener hangout vacay and, like, frolic through Europe.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm serious.
I was even kind of thinking of, like, tacking on, like, Spain.
Don't gotta twist my arm.
That would be like obviously completely separate. Like, this is like a structured tour.
Yeah.
This is literally just me talking because we're gonna be over there already.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to like maybe hop on a train to Spain with us as well afterwards when this is over?
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm so, so freaking excited. Okay, I'm literally like just rambling because I'm so like jazzed about this, but we got to have a say in everything. Like, they were so accommodating, so amazing. And to that point, if like once we're chatting, if there's like really something that we feel that we want to like change on this, there's like an open line of communication. Like, this itinerary is like ours to make. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, like, with pricing and everything, it's, like, everything is, like, set. But, again, like I said, like, any of those, like, dinners that were free, that last leisure day, the, you know, the leisure time that we have in, like, Douro Valley or, like, any of that, dude, hit me up. We can plan. Like, we will have so much fun. So, anyway, does anybody in Discord have any, like, specific questions that you want us to try to answer? Again, like... We are going to have like a scheduled Zoom presentation with Jackie from Sagrish Vacations. I need to like remember how to pronounce that word every time. But we're going to do like a structured Zoom meeting for anybody who's interested. And they're going to break this down as well.
And answer absolutely any questions that like maybe we don't know how to answer or whatever.
Yes. I know that, like total payment is due by December. Let me see if on here it says when, like, the first commitment date is. Like, is there, like, a...
I think it's 90 days before.
I think it's just 90 days before travel.
Yeah.
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 You have 90 days before, like, departure.
There is a limit to the amount of people who can go.
Yes, it's 20 max. Max.
Yeah.
I don't think that we'll get to 20.
That'd be personally. Incredible.
Yeah. But
that'd be so incredible.
But they will cap it at 20. So yeah. It's going to be a small group.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Like, they were even making it seem like, not making it seem, they were like, you kind of want it to be small because it's just more personalized that way and everything. And also, it's, you know, easier to go around places when it's less than 20.
Yep. And I think that we need 12 to like travel.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Someone asked, and I don't know who it was because it was really at the beginning, but like what we're most looking forward to.
Oh, hold on. I think that was Sam, and she actually made it a lightning bolt question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is very helpful for questions. Yeah. I'm most excited to go to the library.
I think.
To Lello. Like a private tour of it.
Yeah.
It's okay. So I keep saying library. It is like a bookshop. Like you can like buy books there. I'm fairly certain. 1,000% that is like my number one. I'm so excited. And also the train.
I was just going to say that in the train. Well, that train ride we took in Scotland was awesome. Yeah.
The train ride in Scotland was so amazing.
It was just so cool.
All right.
Let's just go now.
Oh my gosh. I know. I'm so excited. It's next March.
If
anybody has any specific questions, you can feel free to reach out. And then again, like, we're going to do like a Zoom meeting for this where you can ask them all of the nitty gritty questions that they will know the answers to over us.
Yeah.
We're just over here like, hey, yeah, we're traveling. Come and join us, please.
Yeah.
Like, it will be so much fun. We really wish Tiff could come, but like, she's a teacher. It's really hard. Like, it's just so hard with time off as a teacher. So I'm sorry that it's just me and Katie.
Don't be sorry. It's the Petrus party.
It's going to be so much fun.
Phoenix asked when we can sign up for it.
Like now.
Now. Yeah. Here, you know what? I'm going to pop this, our little website. I'm going to put it in the Discord just because we're talking about it right now. It'll also be.
It's called The World of Harry Potter, A Magical Journey in Porto.
It's going to be in the description as well. Wait, that is not the right one.
I have it.
I just copied a random. It's not random, but. Well, that's fun information that you can read, but there's the actual link. Thanks, Meg.
Yeah. And you guys can feel free to like message us as well for any questions. And if I don't know the answer, like I will reach out to them and get you the answer.
Yeah.
But that website has like the full itinerary, where to register, all that jazz. So yeah.
Yep.
Is there anything else that we want to add? We've got a fan story.
Yeah. And I like,
oh my gosh, yeah, Katie.
I had this moment where I was like, I wonder. Because sometimes when people send their Potter stories, they tell us where they're from, right? Especially if they're not from the United States. So I was like, I wonder if anyone that we haven't read yet is from Portugal. So I just like searched within our Potter stories, and there was.
Shout so out.
I was really excited. This is perfect. So this is from Vera. It's from January of 2019. Hi, from the little country of Portugal. I hope you girls are amazing. My name is Vera. I'm 25, and I'm from all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, Portugal. You girls should visit sometime.
What do you say?
Okay. I've heard you talking about Italy and France, but I promise Portugal is very nice, if I may say so myself. We have nice people, amazing weather, and awesome gastronomy, which is like food.
My dad's cousin moved to Portugal.
Yeah, you're right.
So
we were trying to figure out how close they were. I'm a Ravenclaw, though I believe in my teens I used to be more like a Slytherin. They're very close, you know? My Evermorning house is the Horned Serpent, which makes sense considering my Hogwarts one. My Patronus is a deerhound, and my wand is made from pine wood with a phoenix feather core, 10 and 3/4 inches, and unyielding flexibility. I don't have a very special Potter story, but I'm writing it anyway because I also want to tell you girls how amazing you make my Mondays because of how deep you get into Potter discussions. It's like having four best friends near me talking about the universe I love the most, except unfortunately I can't participate in the discussion. When I was 8, my father had the brilliant idea to take me to the cinema where we watched Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Ooh, should I try and say that? Harry Potter e Pedra Filosofal. Filosofal.
How bad was that, Vinny?
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have even tried. I remember watching it dubbed because my English wasn't very good and I couldn't read the subtitles fast enough. Actually, not sure if there was a subtitle option back then. He bought me the VHS tape, which I watched so many times I can still recite all the lines in Portuguese by heart. 1 year later, he took me and my cousin to the Chamber of Secrets. Again, he got me the VHS tape, but I was walking past a bookshop and saw there were Harry Potter books and made him buy me the 4 available ones. I was hooked by then. I devoured them and then had to wait for the next movies and books to come out. And you can imagine the torture when the book was out in English, but your English wasn't good enough to understand it completely, so you had to wait until the translation came out.
Oh, no.
Luckily.
I can't believe that with a book series that popular, they wouldn't have like had that ready to go.
Yeah, I wonder if like the later books came out faster.
Maybe.
Luckily, I was proficient enough when Deathly Hallows came out, and I remember borrowing it from a colleague in high school and reading it in less than 2 days. I barely slept. The Potterverse has done so much for me, and I've got to know so many good people who I now consider my best friends because of this shared common interest, obsession more likely. I've been able to travel to the United States, Turkey, Barcelona, and Croatia to meet them because of Harry Potter, and if that's not magic, I don't know what is.
Aww.
Mischief managed, Vera. P.S. Sorry if there are any mistakes. English isn't my main language. Portuguese is my main language, and here's a little something for you to decipher. I'm not going to try to read that, but maybe if I post it in the channel, Vinny will translate it for me. But Vera, thank you so much. This made my day because it was just the right time. I love it. And I think it's, if I read it correctly, like it seems like you saw the movies and didn't even know that there were books, which is a take I haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really interesting. So thank you for your story.
Thank you, Vera.
And I'm waiting anxiously for Vinny to translate this.
I mean, I guess we also could like Google translate it.
Yeah, true. Sorry, Vinny, I'm just using you. Ooh, I'm so sorry. But also, Vera,
you guys are amazing, and I hope you continue this great podcast for a long time to come.
Oh,
was that correct?
Oh,
that's sweet, and that that makes sense. So I feel like maybe it actually was a good translation.
I'll take it.
Thank you, Vera.
Also, Vera, maybe we'll see you in Portugal.
Yeah,
that'd be cool as heck if you still listen. Need to know.
And also, like, you do not have to be based out of the U.S. to go on this trip. Like, you can be traveling from anywhere and just, like, meet us in Porto.
Yeah.
By the way.
Hey, meet me in Porto.
Just meet us in Porto.
Okay. Joke time. Ready?
Yes.
What cookie do Hufflepuffs eat?
I don't know, Katie. What?
Fig Newt Scamanders.
Oh my gosh. That's cute. Thank you.
I didn't come up with it myself, but thanks.
Well, if you'd like to follow myself and Katie. Oh no.
No, don't do it.
If you'd like to follow myself and Katie on Instagram and TikTok, we are there at the Petrus family. And even though Tiff is not here, you should still go and follow her on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_flick. Do you want to plug anything?
I'm really excited. And I don't think it's going to sink in until I'm on the plane.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to go to Europe so bad. I'm so excited.
I love it over there.
Yeah. I can't wait. And I'm so excited to like get to hang out with listeners for like a whole week.
It's, yeah. Like, again, like I said, like it hasn't. It's not, I'm the type of person that like, I'm excited for something that's coming up, but like until the day of, it's almost like I can't even like feel the full impact of it. And then I get like real jazzed.
I know. I know. It hasn't even hit me that we're going to Seattle next week.
Yep.
To see Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the House Cup standings are basically the same.
Are they?
I think so. Yep. Yep. Gryffindor in first, Ravenclaw in second, Hufflepuff in third, and Slytherin in fourth. And that concludes this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget the link for everything is down in the notes. If you have any questions, reach out to us. Don't let the muggles get you down.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.